Al, first of all, congratulations, man of the match.
Thank you, Tom. Don't think I deserved it now, but the work rate of the boys out there was absolutely incredible. They were the ones that won the frees. I didn't get anything from play. I scored 8, but I missed about 6 or 7, so I can't take any plaudits in that there now. But yeah. All important scores. All important scores, but pressure's a privilege at the minute, hey, with everything that's going on in the world. So if you're feeling pressure out there, you have to think of the people in the hospitals, and everybody's lost their businesses, lost their jobs this week. Can't feel pressure out there.
Yeah, does come in here today under a little bit of pressure, maybe. Did you have a loss last year?
Yeah, under pressure, but again, as I say, pressure's a privilege, but we knew that we couldn't lose that game, and we said that there from July 19th when we first got onto the pitch, that we can't lose again. We had the final, everybody says one step at a time, but we all knew that we had to win this junior championship this year after what happened last year. Mm-hmm. We were 1-6 to 1 point up in the first half, and we threw it away, and we've had demons since then. So.
Yeah. Was that a lesson maybe learned from last year, because you were 1-4 to nothing up at one stage?
Yeah, and they got back into 1-8 to 1-8, and we were thinking, oh God, what's going to happen now? But I think the character of us and what happened last year pushed us on for that. Yeah. Once it got to that 1-8, 1-8, and then once Richie Ryan got that second goal as well, we kind of knew that if we regrouped and got our act together, that we'd be all right. We'll get to the end line, and a bit more wiser this year as well.
Yeah. Obviously, very important for the club, because traditionally one of the old hurling clubs in the county.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying there, 100th anniversary next year, centenary year, and this club was founded as a hurling club, and I think it's just great that we're in senior championship next year. But I know it's going to be very tough. We're probably not going to be able to compete, but that's where you have to be to improve. You can't be sticking a junior the whole time. But 100th anniversary next year, I think it's great for stalwarts of the club, like some of my own Muller and Fowler, and Catherine Walker, and Nuala Lafferty, who's pushing it on now, and the likes of Ray that's coming into the area from Kilkenny, really pushing it on now.
Yeah, and basically the homegrown team, isn't it?
Homegrown team, except there for John O'Donnell and Conor Ford, but he's been on Cairn Donagh for about 8 or 9 years.
He has the passport at this stage.
He's got the passport at this stage, so he's a legal citizen of Cairn Donagh. May as well give him the keys after that performance there today. So.
Yeah, he got the goal.
He got the goal in the first half, and he got us set it up, like, so that there's... It was a great performance, and the full forward line, we don't use them enough, and when we did get the balls, they caused havoc in there, and that's, we should have used them more, but sure, we got over the line now, so we can't do any more complaints.
What did you make it Dunlow, first time ever in a final?
Oh, brilliant, to see teams like that there. It's Dunlow, there would have been hurling down there, I think, in Narossa and all them places as well, but it's great that back in the 80s and 90s, but Dunlow now, it's great to see people from different parts of the county as well coming into hurling, and that there will only grow hurling in this area, in Donegal, and once they get county players in, once they get up to a higher standard, they'll improve as well, and that there's what it is.